All right, guys, I would like for you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, the second chapter. We're going to look at verses 18 through 28 today. The Gospel of Mark. And today, we're going to talk about spirituality and what does God expect from us. Now, I'm going to explain that in a moment. So what I've entitled this message is performance versus relationship. Now, why is that important? Well, I want you to ponder for a moment. We sometimes develop a thinking, whether we realize it or not, that I just wish they would come to church. If they come to church, then they'll be different. You ever said something like that? Okay. Well, that sounds good, and I've even said that, okay? But it's not the church that changes people. Who changes people? Jesus, God, right? Now, why I want them to come to church is because I want them to meet God in the midst of his people. So we can naturally say, if I can just get them to come to church, then everything will be okay. Or I can get them to come to this program, or come to the men's breakfast, you know, or whatever. And what we tend to think then is it's the actions. So let me ask you a question. Why are you here this morning, okay? Why are you here? You know, is it because your wife said to you, you got to go to church? You got to be in church. I don't want to. I want to sleep in. You're the pastor. You got to be in church. You know, why are you here? Did somebody twist your ear, promise you McDonald's afterwards or whatever if you go? I mean, why are you here? And are you just bearing with it? Or are you here to meet with Jesus? Or is it just an empty religious exercise? I'm sad to say for a lot of us, if we're just honest with ourselves, because this is week in, week out, we have this reality of Sunday's coming, we should be in church, and that's a good thing that you should be in church, but it's the motivation for why you should be in church that's important. Because the motivation shouldn't be, I love singing the songs, or I love what George is talking about here recently. I mean, that's all great. It should be, I met with God today. In the message, he spoke to me. Or, you know, we were singing that song together, and I really paid attention to what I was saying in the song, and it ministered to me. God said something to me. Or I was interacting with a couple of guys at church, and one of them said something, and what they said to me has stuck with me all day long, because God keeps bringing it back to mind and telling me something about myself. I can't wait to go back next week to hear what he's going to tell me next week. Or is it just the stuff we do, which becomes mindless? Like, have you ever done this? We've done this. Okay, we need to pray before the meal. Okay, we pray and then something else comes up, and then, did we pray? Yeah, we did pray, George. Oh, okay. Wow, how did I lose that? You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's not just because I'm 60. I've been doing that for a long time now. It's because it just gets to be a ritual. It gets to be performance. And to be honest with you, God's not interested in performance. And what's going to come out of our passage today is two stories that are very similar, but two different things are being communicated to us that'll help us to understand. So I want you to notice with me. So look in your Bibles, and I want you to notice with me what verse 18 says of chapter 2. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and the people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast. Jesus said to them, can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? They cannot. As long as the bridegroom is with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. No one puts new wine in old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed. So are the skins, but new wine is for fresh wineskins. One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? And he said to them, have you never read what Jesus did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was not...